And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Welcome to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. I am Dan. That was Washington, D.C.'s State Violence doing Sexual Napalm, followed by Noose off of their 7-inch on a... Can't read the name of that. Hesitation Wound Records. Amelia and I got some stuff for you today. I got a set of some new stuff and some reissues and some...
Punk,
and all Poison Idea set coming up, but you already know that because you're probably viewing this on the website. This is Systematic Death, and I'm not even going to try to attempt this name until after the set.
It's a Bible heading, chapter and verse. Chapter 2, verse 29.
Are you sure?
Yeah, the whole page is a quote from the Bible, from the book of Joel. Joel 2:29.
Can you read it for me?
Even upon the men servants and maid servants in those days, I will pour out my spirit, and I will give forth in heaven and on earth blood, fire, columns of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness, blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes.
What's the great and terrible day?
We've got to pass the judgment on mankind for its sake. It's about the apocalypse.
Somewhere, in the center, goes back to my school. I dare not go, for if I do, my mother would say, have you ever seen a kid get kicked out of school for hanging down by the bay?
Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. That was Negative Lifestyle doing Their Fingers Are Crossed off of a flexi that they just put out, which is awesome. That was SFO Flexi Series 2, reviewed in the last issue. Before that, The Imposters doing Down by the Bay off of their Down by the Bay 7-inch on Headcount Records. Thank you, Bobby Egger. Before that, Raw Nerve. Oh, God, I didn't write down the name of that song. And they're were not mysterious enough, but it was good. It was called Late Again, and this is off of their Midnight 7-inch on Youth Attack Records. So I wonder if that's still available.
Probably.
Yeah. Before that, Bastard doing Cause of Civilization off of the reissue of their Control in the Frame 7-inch on 540 Records. And I started things off with Systematic Death doing Sakichoda Kidemo off of their Systema 8 7-inch on Way Back When and Even Worse Records. Do you know if that's new or re-released? I am not that familiar with that band's discography.
I'm not exactly the best person to ask right now.
Okay. Well, you may not be the best person to ask, but you have got some ragers for us. So what do you have, Amelia?
Well, this is actually a sad time of year because about a year ago, Nick Poot of Absurd System passed away, and this set is dedicated to him and to the Barnatus family, as well as Christy. So the first song that I'm going to be playing for you is a song that Nick wrote. It's off Absurd System's one and only 7-inch, and it's called FFSS. And if you're curious as to what that stands for, it stands for Fascist Society System.
We'll be right back.
leave it up to me, of course, to take a set that I find very important and pick it up. I played Absurd Systems' Death Farm instead of FFSS, but that was actually the other Absurd Systems song that I was going to be playing later on in the set. But the last song you heard was Blitz Never Surrender, one of Nick's favorite bands. And before that, his brother Jeff is in an excellent band based out of Boston called Brain Killer. So the two songs that you heard were The Breaking Wheel and All Eyes on Me. God, such a good band. So good to see live. And before that, of course, you heard Absurd System. So, yeah, I guess I'll pass it back to Dan.
Cool. Thanks, Amelia. So the weather outside kind of sucks, and I came in here kind of in a mood, and I was thinking about one band that would kind of sum all that up, and I decided to do an entire set of them. This is Poison Idea and Lifestyles off of Kings of Punk, MRR Radio. Woo-hoo! Yeah.
Ah! gonna get. Gotta learn what you got, even if it's not lost. Stand up back, you got the back, you're gonna need you out of that. Every day, people gotta start by not too crazy, make them simple, falling apart real fast.
through. Stare at the floor. Sick from the poison. Still wanting more. That dream delirium. 80-foot sweat. Battle with a bottle. But I haven't won yet. Have I yet begun to fight? As the day turns into night. Eternal persecutor. Pulling on my spine. Apologizing for occupying my time. Subhuman operator. Operating my brain. Liquefied confusion. Burn down the train. I'm still having sight. I'm not killing pain. I'm not just explode. I'm still explode. Another lost weekend starting day. Another painter holds my demon at bay. Sit in my room and stare at the floor. Sick from the poison. But still wanting more. Dead dream delirium. And it's a sweat. Battle with a bottle. But I haven't won yet. Have I yet begun to fight? As the day melts into the night. Another lost weekend started today. Another kid from a rock in the night. Voice in my head won't go away. Don't play with your sanity. It won't play.
MRR Radio, that was Poison Idea doing Painkiller off of their classic Feel the Darkness LP. I think that's an extremely underrated Poison Idea song, and it's one of my favorites. Before that, Hot Time off of the War All the Time LP. Before that, Hard and Cheap off of the We Must Burn LP, which was one of their last, definitely them at their most rock. I recently heard this record for the first time, and I can see a lot of people wouldn't like it. I think it's great. Before that, the demo version of this thing called Progress, originally on Pick Your King, of course, but I played that off of the Darby Crash Rides Again 7-inch. Before that, Cold Comfort off of Record Collectors Are Pretentious Assholes. And first was Lifestyles off of Kings of Punk. And now Amelia has more stuff.
More stuff, yeah. Super fluish and out of it, as always. But the next song is the song that I meant to play before, which is Absurd Systems, Fuck Fascist Society System, FFSS, off of that truly excellent 7-inch that they put out. What was it? It was recorded in 2008? I don't know. I remember it came out in 2009, something like that. But yeah, it's another song that Nick wrote. And again, you know, our hearts go out to Nick's family at this time. And there should be, there is going to be a memorial show in New York. So if you're in New York, definitely go to Nick Poot's memorial show. And here is some more Absurd System.
Thank you. it's a lay bounce in me. The system I've got you, but it won't get me. 1, 2, 3, 4. Got a control, are you gonna let it get you? Gonna be a prisoner of bad day sessions. So you wanna be a summer, gonna be no lecture. The rest will get you, get you, get you, get you, get you, get you.
Use it for your own protection. I tried to make it
I'll never forget. Never forget Nick Poot. Our mates are diamond and we shine like steel. You can't beat us down because the wounds will never heal. You can't take us for a ride. You can't rob a warrior of his pride. And, you know, watching somebody die from cancer with great dignity is a true feat. And he was a real punk. So that was Blitz Warriors. You know, I remember sitting in the back of our friend's van singing along to the Warriors with him. Or before that was the Casualties, the Oi song, and, you know, going to a Casualty show with him. Or, you know, his crass tattoo off the Beating of the 5,000, you know, with the man carrying the crass flag. And then before that was Absurd System, FFSS. So, yeah, Mrs. Poot, Barbara, Tim, Jeff, you know, our hearts go out to you at Maximum Rock and Roll. And hopefully nobody will ever forget Nick Poot because he was a true punk. So with that, I'll give this set back over to Dan. Thanks.
Cool. Thanks, Amelia. I actually remember getting that Absurd System 7-inch for review and thinking it was awesome, which was a treat because I normally don't get that specific style of hardcore for review. But yeah, get that and play it fucking loud.
Loud.
Got a little bit of time left. I'm going to jump the gun and play something that has not been reviewed in these pages yet, but it's this killer band from Edmonton, Alberta called Rapid Loss. This song is called Self-Inflicted off of their A Dark Place 7-inch.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. That was Terrible Feelings doing Tied Up off of their Tied Up 7-inch. Before that, Ruleta Rusa doing Delincuencia off of their Split with Los Monjo. And kick things off with Rapid Loss doing Self-Inflicted. Gonna make this quick. Thanks for tuning in to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. We really enjoy being able to bring you the best DIY punk rock from around the world every week for free. If you like what you hear, why not donate to ensure we can keep the music coming to you? Donating is easy and tax deductible. Go to our website, MaximumRockAndRoll.com, and click on the donate button or mail it to MRR PO Box 460760 SFCA 94146. We have a censored version of the show available for stations. Go to our website and click on stations for more info. Radio.MaximumRockAndRoll, radio@MaximumRockAndRoll.com for review. Send two copies of vinyl, one copy of CD-only releases and cassettes to the same address, P.O. Box 460-760-94146, and we're on Twitter at MRR Radio. I want to thank Amelia for playing some stuff.
Radical punks never die.
It's true, radical punks never die. This is Coro, Acid Casualty.